Okay, we're in the bottom of page Tess. Aleph Adar Bay is March 28th. Mizeh Novin, Divrei Mesil Sharm Bakdama. Based on what we've said, we can understand the words of the Mesil Sharm in the introduction, the famous words. Shekafi Rov Persumam Shal Hadvar Makeneged Masha Mitasim Gliya Lakol. I would say, but also in contrast to their abundant publicity, or being well known, and their veracity being obvious to all. He's talking about the basic teachings of Musar, of MS. Kacha hela mehem matzei ma'od v'ashikha rabba. So is the hiddenness, or the overlooking of them, common, and forgetting them is abundant. Hine yedios mefursamos ka'elu. Behold, famous pieces of knowledge like these. Kefi midas persumon chaseira ha'izbonos behen. Per the amount that they are well known, so is it lacking contemplating them. Belachain einan od begeder ar el begeder chachma. So therefore, they're not in the what we would define as light, but as chachma. Things that are known but are not contemplated are chachma without or. Using the terminology from the Ramchal and Derech Eitz Chaim. V'hashpa eina nodas lahen od v'hashikha rabba. And therefore, influence is not known to. He's using an expression from Perkei Avos, but it means they don't bear influence, and they're forgotten. They're right in front of our faces, and they're not affecting us, they're not influencing us, because why should I contemplate something that I know already? Zoe avodas ha-musar. This is the avodah of musar, l'chadish ha-hizbonunus. To renew, or to make new in the first place, contemplation. V'lafo ha-yedeza yedios la-oros. And to change, by way of this, knowledge to light. Anu yodim me'ashkacha pratis, ach ein or b'yediyazo. We know of Hashem's providence over specific aspects of what goes on, but there's no light in this knowledge. Anu yodim achova seinu ba'olameinu. We know what our obligation in this world is, ach ein or b'yediyazo. But there isn't light. Ha'isboninus sofachas yediyos elu la'oros. Hisbonanus is what changes these areas of knowledge to areas of light. Hamarchikim yetzer mavatlam ra, which distance the yetzahara and nullify, illuminate ra. That's like an uptight of Musar right there. Ketzad masigim shleimus bekiyam hamitzvos. How do we achieve shleimus through fulfillment of mitzvos? Ketzad konim. How do we, quote-unquote, acquire amuna, v'yira, faith, and awe? Ketzad zochem l'midos tovos. How do we merit good character traits? V'eich magiyam l'tshuva. How do we reach tshuva? And that's kind of a rephrasing of what he defined in the previous section as the main areas, the main goals of Musar. E'ef shel agiyah l'ezo shehi darga m'blish nislamed b'esbonenos. We can't reach any kind of level without training ourselves in hizbonenus. Zohi hakavana belimud sifri musar bekvius. That's the intent with the habit or the teaching that you have to study sifri musar regularly. L'havi osanali de hizbonenus batzmeinu, to bring ourselves to his bonus about ourselves, of yachasenu al kol chelke hamitzvos, about ourselves and about our relationship with all areas of mitzvos. And Mesil Sisharm Magdir is kol hamidos adrushos lanu. The Mesil Sisharm defines all the midos that are needed for us. Umadrich osanu ketzad l'knosan, and guides us how to acquire them. Hadracha hi be'ikar b'mela his bonin kedei lizkos b'mida. The main hadracha, the main guidance he's giving, is what to be misbonin about in order to achieve amida. Ki be'ikar konin midas tovos u'misrachakim meharos ayidei hisboninus. You because primarily we acquire good midos and we distance ourselves from bad ones through his boneness. I would add, there's an emphasis on practicing. You know, we've seen already that chitzonus ma'oros apnimius, you have to act a certain way and it changes you, but to know even how to act and thereby to acquire the midah, that comes from his boneness. Zahirus. Etzem Hamida, he is boneness. Right, he's going through the Mesilas Yesharim's order of midos, which is based on the Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yair. So Zahirus, well, I don't see Zrizus there, but the midah itself is his boneness. Lefizes Mach Nifla Targum Yerushalmi Hanal Shetachlis Kol Torah, he has boneness b'chol amaisim. Torah Mavia L'day Zahirus. Zahirus means to think more about everything, and that's a strong support or a strong confirmation of what we saw on the previous page, that when it says in the Torah L'man Taskilu, the Targum Yerushalmi translated in order that you'll be misbonein. The point of all this is that you should be misbonein, because if the way that Bryce starts is Torah Mavia L'day Zahirus, Torah brings you to Zahirus. If the definition of Zahirus is being misbonein, not just going through the motions, but thinking about things, so that's the mantas kiru. Derech knias hazahirus has bonenus al chomer havoda. The way of acquiring zahirus is thinking about the severity of avoda. Nikius is hasmoda sakriya bedivre chazal. It's like purity, cleanliness is constant reading the words of chazal. Precious, Aizdaklis, Begreus, Tanugas, Olamazeh is taking a strong look at the lowliness of this worldly type of pleasures. Tahara, Komasha, Yamek, Vyasmi, Lahakir, Prisus, Achumrius, anything that goes deeper and makes more constant the recognition of the lowliness of materialism. Chasidus, Godel, Aizdaklis, Varov, Hasbonimus, Kacher, Yarbil, Hasbonim, Godel, Ramusa, Yisbarach. Like the grandness of the analysis and abundant hisbonus. Oh, sorry. Okay.